The following shiur has been presented by Rev. Binyamin Hollander, Dayan, Beis Din, Mishpatei Chayim, Yerushalayim, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis. The Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek of Amalicha Sadeu says, Hamalicha Es Sadeu Bishas Hayoivel if someone sells his field to Shas HaYoivel, the seller cannot redeem the field from the buyer if less than 2 years pass from the Mechira. As it says in the Pasuk, B'mispar Shnei Tavuos Yimkor Loch. Says the Gemara, when he sells to Shas Mishnas HaYoivel Atzmo, we come to Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, Mechura v'yoitza, that the Mecher is Chal. But the Sodeh goes straight away back to its Baidim, and the buyer loses his money. Ushmuel omar, Eino Mechura kol ika. The selling of the field is not Chal, and the money which the Lekeach gave goes back. Ask the Gemara, my time of the Shmuel. What is the reason of Shmuel that the Mechira is not Chal at all? Answers the Gemara that we learn it out the Kal of the Chumah. Uma Mechura Kvar Yoitza. Just like a field that was already sold before Yoivel. Goes out in Yoivel. Fasodesh Eina Mechura. Eina Yidin Shaloi Timoche. A field which is not sold. Shouldn't the din be that Shaloi Timoche should not be sold with Shnas Yoivel? Which means that after we hold that the Gemara tells that this is the story of Shmuel, comes down, the Rav does not hold of this Kal v'Chumah. Ask the Gemara, Ula Rav that holds that the study is sold. Haim lo yamina Kal v'Chumah ki ay gavno. Do we not say the Kal v'Chumah like what Shmuel said? For Tanya, we've learnt in the Braisa. We've learnt this Kal v'Chumah in the Braisa. It says in the Torah, "V'chi yimkor yish es bitoi la'omo, v'yotzor chinom ein kosev." The Gemara learns that in Kedusha and Avdala Domed Aleph, that this potter comes to Yisha, sh'omo ivriyo, yoytzes me'odoin, where she goes out from me'odoin when she brings simoni nairus. But it's not brought down in the Torah if the father is can sell her the after she brought Simon in Eretz. On that says the Gemara, Yocho Yimkoy Odom is Bita Gashi Nairo. Maybe a person can sell his daughter to be an Omo when she brought Simon in Eretz. On that a Kal v'Chumah. We have a Kal v'Chumah that the din is not like that. Uma Mechura Kva, a girl which was sold when she was a Ktano. Yoitza Achshom. She goes out to Cheres when she brings him on in Ayers. Seinu Mechuro. A girl which was not so when she was a Ktano. Einu Din Sheloi Timoche. Shouldn't the din be that her father cannot sell her after she brought him on in Ayers? So therefore, the Gemara asks the question of Rav, why is he Chilek on the din of Shmuel? Who learns out from the Kal v'Chumah like this of our Braisa? Answers the Gemara, there's a difference between the Kal v'Chumah of the Braisa to the Kal v'Chumah of Shmuel. Hosom there in the Braisa le'hodro mizdabno. When she becomes a Nairo, she cannot be sold again forever. And since the Yitziah of Mizman Nairos is a Yitziah Gemara, therefore we can learn from this Kal v'Chumah that the father can't sell her after she's a Nairo. Of the Hocha, he, the field that goes back to Bainim and Yoivel, Hodrom is Dabno. We can resell it after Yoivel. And since Yoivel is not Mafkir from the Bainim, the possibility of selling the field, says Rav, that you cannot learn from a Kal v'Chumah, that you cannot sell it with Shnas Yoivel, Elo, we hold, the Sodeh is Mechura of the Yoitzes. The Rashba was asked about an almona, who every day one of her relatives came to visit her. One day, the relative came into the house with a siddur and two edim, and gave the amona the siddur in front of edim, and said, Hariat mekudeshes li. He told the sofer of the town to write a shtar, on which the edim signed on, that they were there when this took place, and they left the country. The almona came complaining to the Rashbo that she did not want the kedushin, and was not with her consent. The Rashbo, after going backwards and forwards, trying to come out with a psak whether it was a valid kedushin or not, writes, if someone would like to make a takona for all the kehillas, he shall make a takona that any money given to any woman for kedushin from now onwards is hefka, unless the woman receives the money willingly, and the father agrees. The Rashba writes that he found that Sharira Goyim was nearly the same in his generation. He adds that even in a town where the minhag is not to do so, that each individual shall teach his girls to ask themselves upon themselves, Adasa Mokoim, Adasa Rabim, without any pesa v'charota, any money given b'teyos kiddushin. The Ramoy never knows Simon Kov Ches writes that a woman who was Nodra Hano, Mi'odam Ache, she was Nodra Hano from a person or from anything else given to her, and someone went and gave her the Shem Kedushin, she's not Mekodesha because it is similar that she was Mekadesh Asa with Yisrael Hano. And we all know Shem Mekadesh Mishano Deraisa Eina Mekodesh. Explain Zoi Sameach that the way it works is that since this girl asks the money bano, they are Isuri Ano for her, and she is not Zoicha them, and therefore not Miskadeshes with it. On the other hand, the Beis Yitzchok brings in Shulis, that Rivosh holds that what can be Zoicha in Isano, and he asks, how is that possible since we know that Isuri Ano are not considered to be in the person of Shulis, even if they were his before they became a Yisrael? He says that all depends on the machlikas between Rav and Shmuel here in our sugya. Rav said if the field was sold during the year of Yovel, then we hold that he holds the field is sold, but it immediately goes back to the owner. And Shmuel said the field is not counted as sold because of the Kal V'Chomer, just like a field that was sold before Yovel goes out of the hands of the buyer back to its original owner when Yovel arrives. So a field that was not sold before Yovel, shouldn't it be the same din not to be sold during the year of Yovel? Therefore, according to Shmuel, it's not shy of Chiyu or Mechiyu of Yisrael, no, since this Kal V'Chomer is always applicable. And we could say that by Yisrael HaNo, just as if it would be his, it would not be considered to be in his reshus. So if it was never his kolshkin, he cannot be zoicha, so he should be counted as being his. And according to Rav, it depends. So the story are not have a heter for the Yisrael. One can be zoicha for them even when they are also. Just like selling a field during Yovel, the mechira is chal, since there is a mechira after Yovel. But the story are not which remains forever. Also, one cannot be zoicha in them. The Beis Yitzchok writes that the halacha is like Rav, since always halacha can moisa be yisurim, and therefore you hold the according to Rav Shimon who holds that chomet is mutav anoach haPesach, it is shaykh to be zoicha for chomet on Pesach, since it is like a field that is sold during Yovel. And according to Rav Yudu who holds that minatoyo chomet is also anoach after Pesach, not shy to be zoicha for comments on Pesach, because it's always going to remain the Yisuroi. The Noda Yehuda in Shuvas Madura Kama Erechaim Simchov writes that if a person was nifta on Erev Pesach after Shal Shishit and he did not sell him about his comments, the Yoshim have no chiyuv to burn what they inherited, and the comments is also not also after Pesach. Why? Since chomet is not called money that the father inherited to his sons. Also, Mekorei Chaim and Anoi de Yehuda, that we know, that Shnei Dvorim, Sheinei B'Shusha Sel Odom, Fasson HaKosu B'Shusha, there are two things which are not in the Rishus of a person, and the Pasuk counted as Kilu Hein Yes, Rishus Soi Veilu Hein Chomes B'Pesach Uboi Rishus Rabin, and therefore be Yerusha. If he would not be Chomet, he would have inherited it, and it would be counted in his Rishus. So therefore, the same thing is shall be Chomet, since the Pasuk makes it a Kilu Hein Rishus, and he should be Chayim Levaroi. The three place of Frank asks that the Noid of Yudah himself in his previous Shuvah writes this Torah to answer the Rambam, since the Rambam in Perek Aleph Chometz HaMatzah says, if a person bought Chometz HaPesach, he gets Malkus. The question is, Hari Ein Tzchiyo B'Yisua No? So why, how does it become his? Answers himself the Noid of Yudah that since by Bal Yeroy, the Torah reveals us that it is his. So by Schio it has a din momoin, and it's difficult to differentiate between buying and inheriting. Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg in the Sefer Meshmeres Chaim says that the Noid of Yudah holds that Chomet, even after the Pasuk that makes it in his Rishus, it remains memoinoi his only the gabe the isavayeroi, but it does not receive all the gizrei momoin. Why isn't it also bano? And therefore, the kinyan is shaykh on the chometz, but Yerusha is not shaykh, since Yerusha is a schus for the Yerushim, and only when it has a din momoin is it a schus. However, when it is his only for the gabe the isavayeroi, there's no schus Yerusha for such a thing. And therefore, in the Noid of Yudah holds that the Yerushim are not chayav to burn it. According to Baruch Motcheh's Rachi Shlita, on his Agoris on the Mishmeres Chaim answers, that the difference is, when someone buys chometz on Pesach, what is the mafriya, the disturbance is by the koina. But by Yerushim, the disturbance is only by the one who is giving over the Yerusha. Meaning, the bidus of Chomet has already left the father, and he has now nothing to inherit, since the Chomet is not his. However, Hakuina Chomet Pesach, when a person buys Chomet from Pesach, what is disturbing us? The fact that there is no Zchiyo Bisuriano, meaning that the Kinyan does not help. And with that being the problem, it's not worse than what we say, not like Yerusha, which is not in his to inherit. The Maisa, Chometz, which is Mutter, to keep it for after Pesach. That after Pesach is going to be Mutter Vachila. There are Achronim who write, the rebalt is counted as Dover Hagurim the Momoy, something which causes Momoy. Where did Nafkimina? Nafkimina, if someone damages such a type of chomet, will he need to pay? Says the Ktsois, and Simon Shin pay Vos to Kotan Zayin, that the Chorya, the Mazik will be potter to pay. And it brings a riot from the Gemara and Avchov, Psoch and Avchov test, that chomet shall heck this for Pesach, the after Pesach is going to be Roy Bachila, it's all told in the din of Dov HaGoyin a moment, come on and tell me or not. Or the Shittas Chachomim, that's not counted as moment. If someone would eat this Chomet on Pesach, he wouldn't be Chaim Adin Moyer Behekdesh. Says the Ktsois, so also the same din, someone who damages this type of Chomet on Pesach, which is Roy Bachila after Pesach, will be called Goyim the moment and be Potter. The Amud Ha'or brings another raya like this from the Gemara Sochim, which we all know, Kiddush Isha V'chite Kuz D'Naiso Eino Mukodeshet. The Rishonim say, what are Chite Kuz D'Naiso, which is Chomet, which is also Midrabbonon, and now it became it, and therefore it's Muta to keep it from after Pesach. What do we say, the Amud Ha'or, what do we see from here? It's not counted as Momoy. Why? Because even it's not kind of even though that now it's not Roy Lashimush. The others argue on the Ktsois, that since it's Roy Lachila Lacha Pesach, and it's mutter to keep, we count it as momo in gomu. And some will be mazik will be chayav to pay. If Chaim Oizer brings that the shame chochom echod, and Oizer Meach writes, that any chomet which is roi b'achidah after Pesach, we count it now as momo in gomu. And he says, that the dafka of the gabi chomet of hectares, says the Gemara, count the gagoyim the momo in, because the hectares, by hectare we have a special din. Ein cho elo mekoimoi v'shaitoi. And therefore we do not look now what's going to be after place that's going to be roi l'shimush. Because the hectares we look now, mekoimoi v'shaitoi. But if it's not chomish and hectares, of course it'll be next to momoi. So it's a meach has on, that even hectares, it's not roi l'shimush. But only to be poisoned from hectares. And since our place we could, there's no possibility of redeeming it, therefore it's not counted as momoin. Of any moment which is roi l'achas man, we say it's called momoin gomo. There are others who also come and argue that even though it's not momoin gomo, Ava became that someone who damaged it will be chayav to pay medina de garmi. The Yitzchok says, and Rabbi Chaim Moisner himself, he asked on the Ksois, like we brought before, the Ksois said he's potter to pay. We know that Ramban holds that Dova Agurim the Momoin, even though it's not counted as Momoin, but the person damaged it should be chayav medina de garmi. And the Ksois himself passes like this Ramban. The Chiesa there, Chaim Moisner comes and answers the Ksois, that Chomet from Pesach is counted as Hefka for the time of Pesach. So even though he was going to him a Hesed, that he was Mazik, but since that now, this time, when he was Mazik, it was Hefka, therefore he is forced to pay. The Chiesa himself doesn't agree with the way he learned to start in the Ksois, because he asked, if it's Roy Laga Pesach, it cannot become Hefka. And therefore, Achiez himself says, Yumachai Medina de Galmi. The Meister of Tzvi Pesach, Frank has in his Tshuvas, of a Shaila which came to him, that a Goy brought a Yid, a package of Chometz, on Yom Tov, the last day of Yom Tov, of Pesach. And the Yid told him, it's also for me to receive the present. Put it in my house. Says of Tzvi Pesach that there was a chacham wanted to give a heta, but he himself says he doesn't know. So why isn't it lefein din as chometz of hektar? So even though now it's labadomim, but it's still counted as goyim the dovah goyim the momim, because after Pesach is going to be about domim. So maybe here as well, even though now it doesn't belong to him. But the minute Pesach Echodin comes on Motzei Yom Tov, his chotzer will be zoicha for him, right away the chometz, and therefore maybe for now it's called Dovagoy in the Momoin, that he would be chayav. And if so, this chometz will be also mitam, chometz she'ova olov Pesach. And he remains a bit with Torah Iyun.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halakha Center. To reach the Center for Halakha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.